We're on Kuf Tes Vov Amud Aleph, the middle. Iboyelahu. Eid Echad Bimulchama Mahu. An Eid Echad is normally believed to come and tell us that a woman's husband died. We learned that before. And the Gemara says that the reason is because Isha Daiko Minseva, because the woman herself is very much afraid that if she makes a mistake, she's going to really get into trouble, and her original husband's going to be usher to her, and this guy's going to be usher to her. So she is very much medayik to make sure that if her husband's dead, if she says her husband's dead, it really happens. So therefore, an Eid Echad, also, the Rabbanan believed him based on that. Okay? We had before whether it's only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have a koach. Yesh koach biyad chachamim lakar dover min haTorah. And even to do something that Torah says not, can't do, where it's Tosfos says, where it's Savir, where there's a good Svara, the Rabbanan could even be Okra b'kum v'yaseh. Others say that it's purely a rabbinic halacha, but because whatever reasons, min haTorah really, she should be mutter anyway, and therefore the Rabbanan said you can rely on an Eid Echad. And also because an Eid Echad is also Avide Legluye, that whether the guy's dead or not, eventually is going to be found out. Right? Either he's going to come back or we'll find out that he's dead. So an Eid Echad doesn't lie where he knows that eventually it's going to be found out. So that's a regular case where an Eid Echad comes and says that the guy is dead. Stop. But what in the case of Mulchama, where the woman herself does not believe because we're afraid that she's just assuming that he's dead, but she doesn't really know that he's dead. 100%. So what about an Eid Echad? So the way Rashi learns this Shaila is the following. Taima de Eid Echad Mehemon Mishum de Milsa Davidi de Gluya. The reason an Eid Echad is believed is because we're somech on an Eid Echad, because it's something that's Davidi de Gluya, and therefore, like the Rama says, we don't really need Eidus, because it's something that everybody's going to know. It's going to be obvious. And therefore, the Rabbanim believed in Eid Echad. So who lo meshaker? That's we know he won't lie. Hachinami lo meshaker. Same thing over here. The guy's not going to lie. Al dilma time of the Eid Echad mishum dehi gufa daiko mitzvah. The main idea of an Eid Echad is because she is medayit. So therefore we believe the Eid Echad, right? Because anyway she is going to be medayik or whatever. Hachakim and dezim and desanyale lo daiko mitzvah. But over here, right, they take out this Kivan Dezim and Desanyale. But here, since it's Shas Milchama, so we're afraid that she is going to assume that he's dead and not, what's it called, not know for sure. And she'll convince herself that she knows for sure. So now Rashi learns, and the male are the same thing with the aide. Maybe in a time of Milchama, the aide will also assume that he's dead because of the circumstances and not really know that he's dead 100% and tell us that he knows he's dead. That's the Shaila. The Shaila is, do we say by the aid also be the dummy, that he also assumes and doesn't know for sure? See Rashi. Eid Echad de Milchama ba'olam, uba Eid Echad ba'omer meis ba'aleich, mi mehem en olam. Right? There's a situation, we know there's war. So then the situation is, by her, we're afraid that she's only assuming. Does that same thing apply to an Eid Echad? V'hachalo daika, v'tarvayu amrei b'didomi. And the Shaila, therefore, is, both of them may say only what they assume because of the war circumstances. Kein advarim kashirata at, okay. So the West Coast, so that's the Shaila according to Rashi. Tulsa says that they can't be. The aide doesn't have any reason to assume the guy's dead. The aide is not going to say that he's dead unless he's dead. So that's not the Shaila by the aide. The Shaila by the aide is, since over here we say that the Shas Milchama, maybe the woman is not Daiko Mintzava, she jumps to conclusions that aren't proper and thinks she's being the Daik, so the whole Inyan of Daiko Mintzava doesn't apply by Shas Milchama. Therefore, an Eid Echad is not believed. The Nafkamina is, between Rashi and Tosfos, it's really Machlokas, big, wider Machlokas Rishonim, right? There are many Rishonim like Rashi and many Rishonim like Tosfos. But the Ikra Nafkamina is, what if the Eid Echad came and said, I buried the guy? So there's no Shaila B'didami. According to Rashi, the only Shaila is maybe the Eid is also jumping to conclusions. Therefore, if he said for sure, so we believe in Eid Echad, just like we believe her in that situation. But according to Tosfos, the Shaila is not that the Eid's going to jump to conclusions. The Eid will never jump to conclusions. The Shaila is, we can't believe in Eid Echad, just like any case where Choshish maybe is lying or whatever, because the only reason that they ever believed in Eid Echad is because Isha Daiko Mintzvah, and since she's not Medaik over here, she could be jumping to conclusions, so there's no basis to believe in Eid Echad, even if he says that he buried him, because we're Choshish, maybe he's lying. The whole support for an Eid Echad by Nisa Sabau is only based on her Daiko Mintzvah. And if there's no Daiko Mintzvah, then there's no belief for an Eid Echad. That's what Tosfos learns. Okay. Let's go on. So that's the Shaila. Omar Romi Bar Choma, Toshma. So now we're going to bring Raya's one way or the other, whether an Eid Echad bil Muchoma is believed or not. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Kishioravitili Nahardo La Abir Hashoma. When I went to Nardo to make Ibur Hashana, Motzosi Nechemya, and the Gemara says that Hakar Rabbi Akiva be Ma'abr Shonim B'chutz La'aretz, right? B'chori can only be Ma'abr Shonim in Eretz Yisrael, but that's if you left somebody as great as you in Eretz Yisrael. But if the Av Bezdin went to Chutz La'aretz, and there's nobody greater than him in Eretz Yisrael, you could be Ma'abr Shonim Afila B'chutz La'aretz. So that's what happened to Rabbi Akiva. He went to Nardo to be Ma'abra the Shana. They couldn't get together in Eretz Yisrael, whatever reason. It was in time Rabbi Akiva's a lot of Xeros. So they, what's it called? They had to go to Chutz Loretz to be Ma'abra the Shana. Motzosi Nechemya Ish Beis Deli. Right? So I, what's it called? Found Nechemya Ish Beis Deli. V'omar li Shomati She'ein Masin Eso Isha Be'eretz Yisrael Api Eid Echad. I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, they're not, they don't accept an Eid Echad to allow a woman to get married. The testimony of an Eid Echad is not acceptable. Ella Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava, the only one who accepts the testimony of an Eid Echad to be Matur Anisha is Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava. The Namtilo, right, and I told him, Rabbi Akiva said, Kain Hadvarim, right? The Namtilo Kain Hadvarim. Omar li emor lohem mishmi atem yodim hamedina hazu mishubeshes begaisos. Right, you know that this medina is what's it called? There's constant fighting and troops constantly all over. Kach mekublonim ramil hazokin shemisiyin ho'ish al piyerechot. Right, then I have a kabbalah that you can accept the edus of an Eid Echad to let a woman get married. Now it's mashma, even in a time when it's what's it called, mishubeshes begaisos, which is shas mulchama. So you see, even in a shas mulchama, you can accept an Eid Echad. See Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Morris says no. So that's not what he meant. He meant my medina mishubeshes begaisos lafal gav gad medina zu mishubeshes. Even though this Medina, didn't he mean to say that even though this Medina right now is a Shas Mulchama, right, Kach Mekublami Shemesin Api Yedechot, Al Meidechot Behemen, even by Shas Mulchama. He was talking about the times that they were living in, and he said that, what's it called, that I have a Kabbalah from the Bezin of Rabban Gamliel, that you can be Meisi Api Yedechot Mashma, even in our circumstances. So even Shas Mulchama, an Yedechot is believed. Omar Rava, Ihochi Maishno Medina Zumiko Mikomakom Sheesh Kaisos Miboyale, what's it called? It says Komakom Sheesh Kaisos Miboyale. What's it, why did he say you know that this Medina is full of what's it called, war incursions, right? There's constantly troops running around and it's a dangerous place. And why did he say this Medina? He should have said, if he's coming to be Nayyid, that an Eid Echad is believed, even B'Shas Muhammad, he should have said, even where there are Geisos, wherever they may be, not only here, then the Eid Echad is believed. That was the intention of the Eidus. Right? Elo Omar Rava Hochi Komar. No, he wasn't saying that. He wasn't saying that an Eid Echad is believed where there are Geisos. He was saying the following. Atem Yodim Shemedina Zu Mushubeshes B'Geisos. Velo Efsholi L'Mishpak In Shebeisei umayshi kamei rabbanan. I can't leave Nahardah, right? Why don't I go and give this edus myself in front of the Sanhedrin, right? Because I can't leave my family because of dangerous time, and I can't leave my family alone. What's it called? Because you know this Medina where I live is Meshubeshes Begaisos. Otherwise, I would go myself in front of the Sanhedrin and be made that my Mesorah from Rav Gamliel. But I'm telling it to you, right, that you should, what's it called, you should go to the Sanhedrin in my place and tell them what I said. Therefore, I'm telling you, so you should go do it. But not that an Eid Echad is believed where there's Gaisos. Maybe not, only he's only believed where there's no Gaisos. But because there are Gaisos in this Medina, I can't go and say that I can't go and give my Eidus that an Eid Echad is believed to let a woman get married. That's the pshat. Okay. Toshma. So we have no Raya. Right? All the Raya was that he held that an Eid Echad you could be believed Sam. But whether the Eid Echad is believed also Meshas Melchama, that wasn't part of the Eidus, according to the way Rava explains it. Toshma. Maisa b'shnei talmidei chachamim shoyuboyim im Abi Yossi ben Simai b'stina. There are two talmidei chachamim who were traveling in the same boat as Rabbi Yossi ben Simai, and the tova, and the boat sank and they died. The heisi Rabbi nishosein api noshim. And Rebbe was matur their wives at the edus of women who saw that they had died, that they drowned. So the ha mayim ki milchama dami, right? Mayim is a case like milchama. What's the purpose of milchama? We're afraid that, you know, that as the boat was sinking, people were running away. Like they don't stay on the boat to see if somebody else drowned. So they're running away, just like in the case of milchama. And therefore, they also assume that the person probably died. So, and Noshim have a din of an Eid Echad. The Noshim afilu meyer ke Eid Echad dami. Svina that's sinking is similar to a case of Milchama. We're afraid people will jump to conclusions. And 100 women has only the din of an Eid Echad, because a woman, Eidus isn't believed. She's only believed just like we believe in Eid Echad. Right? And 100 women is no greater than one woman. So here, what do we have a case? Eid Echad b'Milchama. Right? It's a war situation, and we only have an Eid Echad. And you see that you believe in Eid Echad, even in a war situation. Uktani Hesi. Mercer's no. Tisbro, you can't say that. First of all, Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, Nindu. Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, Ishto Asura. Right? Can't be that what they testified is that they saw the guy drown. Right. In other words, they didn't actually see his body, but they saw him drowning, and he didn't come up. So Misami is dead. That's called Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. Mayim Shein Lehem Sof means you have a body of water that you can't see all four, what's it called, shores. It's too big where you're standing from. We're in the middle of the water. You can't see all four shores. So then, if somebody disappears in water where you could see all four shores, so then if you saw him go under and you would have seen him get up on one of the shores if he survived, so then you can testify that he's dead. Right? Obviously if he didn't come up, he's dead. But if it's water you don't see the shores, then maybe out of your eyesight he came up on one of the shores. He was floated along or whatever and was able to survive, and he came up on one of the shores you can't see. So Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, just the fact that the guy went under and I didn't see him after that, doesn't mean he's dead. Because maybe he came up on a shore that you can't see. That's called Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. So it can't be that the women testified, we saw the guy drown, unless they actually saw his body. Because Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, saying that they saw him drown in a place where a boat goes, is obviously not somebody's bathtub or a little pond or whatever, and therefore it's Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. So wouldn't believe them anyway. So I wouldn't believe two Aiden if they said that we saw a guy drown but they didn't see his body, because maybe he didn't drown. Rashi, Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, Mayim Kimucham Adikah L'Meimer Dami. Where a boat's sinking, it's the same situation just as if it would be Milchama, because there it's probable that a person would jump to conclusions. Mayim shein lehem so, mefarish perek basra, kol she'omeid ve'ein roa mi'arba ruchosav, where he stands and he can't see the four shores around the water. Ishto asura, the alpishye sheidim, ksheirim shetov, even though he aided that the guy drowned, meaning that he disappeared from sight under the water, shemetzof makmasamayim v'yosa, maybe he floated to one of the shores and got out, and you can't see it. If you can see all the shores and you didn't see him come out on any of the shores, then you know that he's gone, because nobody can stay under water and live. But maybe he didn't stay under the water if you can't see the shores. Okay. So Mara says, Ela hechidami. So how's the case he's talking about? Can't say they saw, they said, we saw him disappear under the water, because that wouldn't be acceptable even if two Adam came and said it. The Amri askinu kamon, we saw the chazinu la'altar. Right? That he, what's it called? We saw his body. We saw his body. He drowned and we saw his body. The Ka'amre Simonim. How did they know that it was him? Because there are Simonim. This is the guy. So we're not Somech on them. We're Somech on the Simonim. Right? The Lav Olayu Samchinan Ela Simonim. Right? So they're just telling us that this is the guy. They saw the guy dead. So then there's no, what's it called? There's no Shayu. Right? First of all, according to Rashi, there's no Chashash that they're saying Bididomi. It's like the case where they come and say, I buried the guy. According to Tosfos, that's not the Shaila, but it's still not an Eid Echad. It's a case of Simonim. Right? It's a case where the all the Eid Echad is doing is ascertaining that this is the guy. Right? Because his body, we have a body. Shaila is this the body or not? That was Somech on the Simonim. And Simonim is Doraisa. So we believe, what's it called? It's not, we're not believing the Eid Echad that he's dead. We have a body in front of us. Except, how do we know that this is the guy? Right? When a person drowns, his features change, right? But since he came, they saw it immediately after. Wasn't enough time to change. And there was simonim, clear simonim, that this is the guy. He had a scar above his forehead or whatever, he's missing an eye, something like that, you know, some simonim mufakim. So that's, what's it called? That's the raisa that you could be somech on simonim. Okay, Rashi, the Kamri simonim. Right, because if we don't have simonim, then even though we have a body, who says it's him? Maybe it's some other guy who drowned. Maybe he didn't drown this time. Maybe there's nobody else in that boat. It was somebody who drowned at a different time. But because once a person's in the water, he gets bloated, and you can't really recognize him 100%. But here they say that there was simonim mufakim that didn't change, and we saw the body pretty much right away after the accident. Okay. Okay, let's learn a little bit more. Ahu gavra de ifkid shumshimni gabi chavrei. But I'm going to go with this simonim. More is going off on a tangent. There was a guy who left a barrel of sesame seeds with his friend to watch. Reuven left the sesame seed by Shimon. Omer le havli shum shimei. So Reuven said to Shimon, give me my barrel of sesame seeds. Omer le shaklasino. You already came and took it. What do you mean give you the barrel? You took the barrel already. Took it back. V'hachein v'chein havyim v'chasvis damyim. What's it called? He says, what are you talking about? What's it called? My sesame seeds were in this barrel with these simonim or whatever. There was this much sesame seeds in this exact barrel, and there it is in your house. There's my barrel with the exact same amount of sesame seeds. Obviously I didn't take it. That's my barrel of sesame seeds. Now, it could be this guy's not lying. He just thought he kept a lot of barrels of sesame seeds for people, and people came to collect them, and he thought this guy took his. So the guy says, what are you talking about? What's it called? I didn't take mine. Mine had this much sesame seeds, and the barrel looked like this, simonim, and that's my barrel. And it's right there in your house. It's not somebody else's, mine. Omer le, didosh shekalsinu, v'hani achrininu. No. You took yours, and this is another one that looks exactly the same as yours, but then has exactly, like, sovarat chisla v'neimer, haynu shnei talmidei chachamim. That is simonim. That obviously it's his barrel and his sesame has the amount of sesame seeds in the barrel that looks like the barrel that he said. We don't say that it's a very similar barrel and he took his and this one is a different one. right? But we assume that if it looks like that barrel and has the same amount in it, that you can be rely on this simonim. Just like over there, we don't say that, well, they have simonim, but probably somebody who looks just like them. We don't have choshish for somebody who looks like them. If it has the simonim, we assume it's them, the ones who died. Amar le Rava, mi dami, no comparison. Hashem ka amri simonim. Hachem shumshinim mi mai simoni isbahu. All sesame seeds look the same. What simonim are than sesame seeds? The kamar came the chain havyot, right? Emer chushbona isrami. Now you said there was what's it called? 10 pounds of sesame seeds. So maybe somebody else had 10 pounds. 10 pounds is not a simon mufak, right? A lot of people can have 10 pounds of sesame seeds. Okay, so that is what's it called. Therefore, and even though the barrel looked the same, but barrels, well, all barrels are pretty much generic. So these are not simonim you can rely on. But over there, they were somich on simonim mufakim that the people had. The guy had a wart in the middle of his forehead or whatever. He had, you know, a scar along his face or other things. The Gemara in the last paragraph can speak about what kind of simonim you can rely on to identify somebody that it's them after they die, or especially after drowning. So whatever those simonim were, that's what existed. See Rashi. Shaklasinu kvarich zartim. I gave you back your barrel of sesame seeds. This is somebody else's. I'll tell you how many sesame seeds were in the how many pounds of sesame seeds were in the barrel, and they were in a barrel with the following specifications. Go and measure how many sesame seeds were in the barrel. You see, I'm right. This is mine. This is my 10 pound sesame seed barrel. They're mine. You took yours. This is mine. We don't say that there are two other people who drowned and they just are similar to the first ones. We say if you have simonim, that's good enough. So the Gemara says over here the simonim are not reliable, because the only simon he had is how many pounds of sesame seeds he had in the barrel. A lot of people can have 10 pounds of sesame seeds in a barrel, but Mashenki, not a lot of people have warts in the middle of their head. So therefore, what's it called over here? It's a simon mufak, and here it's a simon that's not conclusive at all. Okay. Yeah. What do you mean?
In the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
Overboard.
Right.
You can't see the shore. It's not possible.
No, it is, maybe. What's it called? Maybe he floated and some boat picked him up. And they what's it called? It happens. And they took him to a shore. What's it, if you can see, and you know what's it called? You waited 20 minutes, and one of two things happened. Either the guy never came up, or he came up, you could see where he came up. There's no other place to come up, right? But if you can't see where he could come up, right, then a million things could happen. Maybe out of your eyesight, another boat picked the guy up floating, and that's it, he's alone. That's it.
So a boat would be like a seashore in that case.
Right. In other words, not that the other boat would be like the seashore, but since you can't see the seashore, a million things could have happened to the guy, right, and you don't know that maybe he made it to the shore.
So we are discussing whether simonim, with choshes that simonim change, especially simonim that are not muvhakim, case we had with the guy who left the barrel of sesame seeds, and he came to pick them up, and the guy said, "You already picked them up." He said, "But that's my barrel, and there was just as much sesame seeds in it." And the Gemara says, "Yeah, it could be that the barrel was the barrel that he put them in, but he took them out and somebody else put in the same amount, and an amount is not a simon mufik." Okay. There was no simon on the barrel. What happened was, the person put the sesame seeds, the Reuven deposited sesame seeds in Shimon's barrel. And the Shimon said, "Yeah, you picked up your sesame seeds and somebody else put them in, or they're mine. I put mine in." And they happen to be the same amount. That people can, I was going to tell you a story yesterday, I just saw recently, story of Moshe Feinstein, that he was sitting and learning, and the screech breaks, kid got hit by a car. So I run in and said, Moshe said, what happened? He said, a little Jewish boy just got hit by a car on the street downstairs in the street. And Moshe says he wasn't Jewish. The guy said, I saw the accident, and I saw the kid's yarmulke fly off, and they took him away with the yarmulke. So Moshe says he wasn't Jewish. So the guy went to investigate, and sure enough, what happened was there was a goyish bully who grabbed the yarmulke of a Jewish kid and ran away, and as he was running away, he ran into the street and got hit by the car. So he was holding the yarmulke. So the guy went back to Moshe, and he said, you're right. The kid wasn't Jewish. But how'd you know? He said, it's impossible. A Jewish kid should get hit while I was learning in this building. Jewish kid should get hit in the street down below. He wasn't shy, he was Jewish. In any case, you see that people can misconstrue facts and think that, you know, that things has happened, things change or whatever, and whatever. That's that we're going to get into this later on in the Masechta, towards the end, of how you can identify somebody and know for sure that he's the person who died or whatever. Right now we're going just with somewhat simonim. Okay. So the Gemara says, Omerle Mark Shisha, we're on Kuftes Vavam Beis, about a quarter of the way down. Omerle Mark Shisha Barab Chizler of Ashi. Mi Hashina Shema Pinon. Right, so according to this, we're Choshesh that even if you had a simon in something to begin with, that it's no raya because maybe that those things were taken out and other things were put in. Right, so Mora says, are we choshish for that? Right? Vasnan, the Mishnah seems to say not like that. Motza Kli, the Kosovol of Kuf, Korban. You find a Kli, and it's inscribed on the Kli, it says, what's it called? The Kuf. So you can assume that means it's Korban, that somebody set this aside what's it called? It's Hektish, Korbanos. Mem Meiser. If it has a Mem on it, you can assume that that means Meiser. That was the simonim they used to use for Meiser, Mem. Dalis Dimua. Dalis, person made a simon that this is Truma and Chulin mixed together. Tes Tevel. Tov Truma. Shebashasa Sakona, are you coasting Tov Tachas Truma? They didn't want to shasa sakana, right? They made a gzera against mitzvahs or whatever. They couldn't write out truma because people would discover that they're taking trumas from Isis. So they put just a simon tough, so they would know that it's truma, and nobody else who found it would know what it is. Maybe they think it's somebody's initials or whatever. So you see that if you find a kli and it has this insignia, it has this marking on it, you assume that what was in there to begin with is in there now, because otherwise there should be choshesh that what's it called, that maybe originally they had truma in it and they took it out and put something else in there. Right, you're bringing me a raya from the Mishnah in the Reisha that if you find a kli with this simon on it, it means that what's inside is truma, whatever. Right, Ema Seifa, but look at the Seifa. The Seifa is just the opposite. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Motzer Chodesh, the cost of all that Truma, Hare Elu Chulin. Even if you find a barrel and it says Truma, not Tov, then you can think maybe it's a guy's initials. It says Truma. Still, what's inside is Chulin. You don't have to be choshish that it's Truma. Why? Shani Omer, Ishtakin, Havim Mole Truma, Opina. Last year, the guy used this barrel for Truma, and since then he cleaned it out, and now it has Chulin in it. So there's no reason to assume that it's really Truma. So you see just the opposite. From the ratio, we see that we're not choshish that it was taken out, and if you find it with the initial, you assume that it's that thing. And the Seifa is just the opposite. Rabbi Yossi says that we do assume that the body was changed. So which is it? Ela dekuli alma chashina shevapina. Everybody holds that under normal circumstances, we're afraid that if you have a kli with something in it, that it's not the original thing that was in it, that it was cleaned out and something else was put in. That's the case, then why does the Reisha say that what's it called, that if you find a kli with a tuff on it, it's truma. Let's be afraid that maybe it was used for truma and then he cleaned it out and used it for something else. Mar sovereign isa de pinohu michbar habikofer. Because one holds that if he had cleaned it out over here, he would have erased the mark. Because if he put in something else and not truma, he would erase the mark. The idach, and the other one says, no, there's no raya that he didn't erase the mark. He forgot to. He left it as a, what's it called, that people should think it's truma, they should leave it alone. He wanted people to think that it was truma. So people go a lot of times by what it says on the outside, you know, even though it says Al-Tistakil the Kankan, but they do like that. I had, when I made the Erev in Miami, I had a lechi that every Erev Shabbos, it was like vandals, probably kids, that tore it down. It was in a public place, and every Erev Shabbos I would come there and have to put up another one. And I hit upon this idea. I got some red paint, and I painted high danger, high voltage on it. Nobody ever touched it after that. You say that from then on, I was there for every Shabbos. Rashi. Are we therefore afraid that if we have a simon to begin with, that in a kli, and now we're not sure if the original contents of that kli are there or it's a new content, right? Are we choshish that it was changed? Right? The Mishnah says that if you find a kli with a letter of simon on it, that we assume what's inside is what it says. Kuf, korban, hekdish. That what's inside is hekdish. Dimua, chulin, and truma, shinasarvu. Dimua is chulin and truma that got mixed together. They ain't nechalak, only a kohen can eat it. Hasakona, shigazur, shukayim, and mitzvahs. It's talking in a time when there was a gzeira from the malchus not to keep mitzvahs. And therefore they were afraid to openly write truma or whatever because people would know that they would be arrested for keeping mitzvahs. If it says truma, it means that there's truma still in it. We're not afraid, or we don't assume that maybe it's what's it called something else. And then the verse says, but the seifa is just the opposite. That even if you find a barrel that says truma on it, you know right it's truma. It's chulin. Harelu chulin daslinu basaruba. Because rove of the tzvua in the world is not truma, it's chulin. So you can assume this comes from the rove. It says truma on it. Yeah, last year he put truma in it, and in the barrel remained with the rose on it. Michpradi kofferle. So the Zemar says the machlokas is everybody holds that we normally are afraid that maybe the contents are different. But over here, had he changed the contents, he would have erased the letter. Mikaneh the gorer hoyo esaos. He would have erased the letter. Lefan choshav, Gizmor says, no, maybe he forgot. We didn't have time. Or maybe he dafka left it there for security. Lahatsolis perish abasocha, he niach ba oze, velo gira, keshi bodlu b'nei odom. People stay away from it. It says truma, they'll stay far away from it, even though it's not truma. Panche loshin shimur, they're watching. Ko odom shetolim amonu ba odom choshuv, kadei shelo yigazlu mimenu, heimenu. Right, somebody says, this isn't my money, this belongs to Obama. What's it called? So people aren't going to steal it because they're afraid, you know, what's going to happen. The domelo bagozel eitzim. Halokeach soda b'shem reish galusa upancho bi'alma kaboina. He also wants some security. Right? He buys a field for himself and he says, no, this is the reish galusa's field. Okay. Yitzchak Reish Galusa. Okay, now this is a different Reish Galusa. This doesn't mean the real Reish Galusa, we'll see. This means either this is the guy's name, like what's it called, Ben David, right? It's a Svarisha name, Reish Galusa, right? The guy's name was Yitzchak Reish Galusa, or he came from Modi'in, or Modi'in, or his name was Yitzchak Reish Galusa. So that was his name. Or they used to call every little mayor that the Reish Galusa appointed Reish Galusa, not mayor, Mem Aleph Yud Rei, the M-A-Y-O-R, the mayor of a little city, used to call him Reish Galusa. So there were a lot of Yitzchak Reish Galusas. So Bar Achse the Rabbei Boy Havi, he was the son of the sister, the nephew of Rabbei Boy. Havi Ko'ozo mi Kortova l'Aspamya, and he took a trip once from Kortova to Aspamya, Bishochid, and he died. Died on the trip. Sholchu mehasam, so they sent from Aspamya a letter of, you know, what's it called, notifying the relatives that, or notifying the community that the, of Kortova, right, that the Yitzchak Reish Galusa who came here from your city died. Sholchu mehasam, Yitzchak Reish Galusa barachse the Rabbei Boy. They sent a letter of notification that this guy died. So Michashin Litrei Yitzchak Olo. And maybe it wasn't really that Yitzchak. It was another guy with the same name. And he died. And it wasn't, Mamish wasn't the same person. It was somebody with a different name. Right? Rashi. So are we choshish that maybe there's somebody else, we don't know for sure, but maybe the guy's wife can't get married because we don't know, maybe they assume that this is the Yitzchak Reish Galusa who was the nephew of Rabbei Boy, but maybe it wasn't, it was a different Yitzchak Reish Galusa who died. So mi chashin letrei Yitzchak olo, Abai omer chashinen, Abai says we are choshish, and you can't do anything until you check and see that it's the that actual what's it called, Yitzchak. So another story recently from Seltzer, Nachman Seltzer, that they called a guy, make it short, a long story short, they called a guy, they have dead news from a nursing home, his mother died, so they, what's it called, they buried her, they sat shiva for her. 2 weeks later, after the shiva, they get a call, we made a terrible mistake, wasn't your mother, it was somebody else with the same name. They, meanwhile, they buried this woman and they sat shiva for her because the, what's it called, they didn't tell call up. The 2 weeks later, the guy gets a call from his mother, haven't heard from you in 2 weeks. Says, what happened? Right. He said, Ma, where are you calling from? The she said, I'm fine, what's it called? She said, somebody with the same name died upstairs. So the guy called the guy and told him, what's it called? My mother is fine, and we buried somebody else's mother, and Sachiva for her. You're going to have to tell the other family that the mother's dead, and not only is she dead, but she's buried already somewhere else. So the guy calls up and he says, I hate to tell you this, but your mother died, and he said, and I have the worst news for you, they already buried her, whatever. He said, she got her way. She, what's it called, she wanted, she said, I just want one thing from you, when I die, bury me a Jewish burial. He said, nothing doing, we don't believe in any of this, and you're not getting, you know, Jewish burial whether you like it or not. She said, don't worry, God will take care of me. And because of this, they got made the whole mix up, they buried her, said shiva for her, said kaddish for her, whatever, that was her last wish, and the son wasn't going to do it. He said, yeah, he said, God got the better of me. Okay, in any case, so therefore we choshish that it was somebody else. So Abaye says, "Oh, our choshish." Rava Omer lo chashin. Rava says, "We're not choshish." Omer Abaye menom neinala. How do I know that we are choshish? That maybe two people have the same name. Dahu Gita. There are different halachas if we know for sure. Huchzuk shnei Yosef ben Shimon in a city. Here we're talking, we don't know for sure there's somebody with the same name. Are we choshish that there's somebody with the same name? There was a get that was found in Narda. Uksi betzad klonia masa ano androlinioi nahardoi patris misrochis as plonis intasi. Right, it's in the get, it said that I, Androlini from Nahardo, right, divorced my wife. Okay. So Vishalcha Avua de Shmuel, a kameder of Yehuda, Nisia, right, so, and Avua de Shmuel sent the get to find out if we can assume that if this woman came now to get remarried, that she's divorced. If she was the wife of Andra Linoi Nardot.
Or maybe no. Maybe somebody else with the same name, and it's somebody else's wife. So it's his wife that was, and not this wife of Androdonoi. So we choshish for that or not. So Avuah d'Shmuel sent the get to Rabbi Yehuda, sent the shayla to Rabbi Yehuda and Siya, are we choshish or not? Can we let the woman get married or not? The sholech lay, tivdok nardoa kula. Check the whole nardoa, look in the phone book, and see if there's another guy with this name. Rava Omar, Rava said no. In Isa, you've to call all of me, boy. You don't have to check Nardoa only. You have to check the whole world to see if there's somebody with that name. Because who said that the guy who was originally from Nardoa didn't move somewhere else? And he still has that name, right? He's Andrew Lenoy Nardoa, who originally was somewhere in Nardoa, right? So you'd have, according to, if you are Choshesh, you'd have to check the whole world to find out if there's somebody else with the same name before you can let his wife get married. So Mara says, Elam Yishum Kvodo Davua Deshmuel Hudeshalechachi. Right, that he didn't really was Choshesh, but since Avuah d'Shmuel sent him this get and thought that it was a Shaila, so he answered like this out of covet. But the truth is that there was no reason to check anything because we're not Choshesh that somebody else has the same name. Rashi. Michai Shinon Letrei Yitzchok Heichet Lo Huchsuku Shnei Yosef and Shem Birachas. Well, we don't have a clear chazaka that there's somebody else with the same name. Are we Choshesh or not? When they are, we know for sure, then they're halachas, how they have to write gittin, and they can't just write gittin without identifying a third generation or a Kohen Levi, something like that. Rav Amar Lo Chayshin and Choyav Lo Huchsiku. Since we don't know for sure there's somebody with the same name, we're not choshish for it. Aval Hecha De Huchsiku Mo De Kedomer Lo Kamon. And the moral say later on, will we know for sure there's somebody other name, then we're choshish. Hahu Gita Nishkakir Ben Ardoa Ha'isha Omeris V'Tovaso Lefaneinu. The woman says, this is my get. She wants to get married. She wants to get her ksuba, right, whatever. And she tainas, this is my get. So we choshish, maybe it's not her get. Maybe it's some other guy with the same name as her husband. Yitzad kolonia shem ir. Tivda kol nardoi, yesham adrilinoi, acher chutzin bal ishazu. Go find out if there's another guy with the same name aside from this guy, this woman's husband. Maybe Taka, this guy is, there's another Andrew Lenoy Nardoa who moved from Nardoa, so maybe he lives somewhere else now, and maybe he's the one who was, gave the get, and he's still called Andrew Lenoy Nardoa. Right, he did it as covet for Rabu and Shmuel, since he asked the Shaila, so he told him what he told him. But the truth is, you don't have to be choshish at all, because if it really was choshish, you have to check the whole world. But since he sent him a what's it called, an unnecessary shayla, he didn't want it to make it look like unnecessary, so he answered him in a covetic way.